We will move on to agenda item number 3, PR-2023-008999, SD-2024-00013, bulk land plat, Bohannon Houston Inc., Michael Vlasovich, PE agents for MDS Investments Inc., LLC, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of tracks A through N. A replat of Tract 18, Artisan Zone PC, located on University Boulevard between University Boulevard and Stryker, containing approximately 1,210.95 acres. This was deferred from February 28th for a approval by a drainage master plan. Mr. Vlasovich, are you in the audience? You would unmute, state your name and address for the record. Is there any agent, is there anybody from Bohannon Houston representing agenda item number 3?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck, I believe. Kimberly Legan with Bohannon Houston is representing the application.
Kimberly, good morning. Would you
Hi, good morning.
Name and address for the record?
Kimberly Legan with Bohannon Houston. The address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. And the
do you swear and
plat
affirm?
Here. Sorry, what was that?
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, correct. I swear.
Okay, this was deferred from February. You want to give an update? I think at that time we were just missing the drainage. The drainage master plan had been submitted to hydrology the day before, so if you could give us an update.
Correct. So we are just waiting on the review from hydrology with Dequan. And then the few other updates was updating track K, the acreage for that. So that's been updated. And then just acknowledging ABCWA's comment with the tract 11 access for those public easements. So that has been acknowledged on the sheet 2 in detail, I think D. So I don't know if we have any word from hydrology at all.
So we'll let hydrology, when we take them in order.
Okay.
I did see their comments on in the file, so we'll let them address those.
Perfect.
Is there any, I'm going to move to the public, is there anybody in the public that wishes to comment on agenda item number 3? Please unmute and raise your hand and I'll swear you in. Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the DFT members and we'll start with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. So I wasn't able to access that document that's up now. So I'm looking at it now. That addresses my comments. So I am good. I have no comments.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Mr. Gutierrez, we'll move to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Hi, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll go to hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Mr. Hearing Officer, do you want to go to Parks and Rec first?
I'm sorry, we'll go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan, thank you.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I didn't have any comments or objections to this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Now we'll go to hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Dequan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved master drainage plan with engineer stamp date of February 27th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll move to transportation. Mr. Armijo?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objection.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go to planning. And planning is going to take this case.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll deliver the comments for this. So looking at the revised plat submittal, we'd had a outstanding comment about the acreage for track K needing to be corrected. And it looks like that's been done. Hey, Robert, can you go up to the first sheet? I just want to make sure they got the application number on the plat. And they do, they got the DHO approval date on there. So we have no comments. Only thing I might just note is that we had a comment about the infrastructure list or the infrastructure needing to be proportionate and reasonable and reasonably shared for future required infrastructure improvements across the entirety of the plat. The applicant's team verbally confirmed that at the February 7th hearing for the application. And I believe at the last DHO meeting, the city engineer, Mr. Beazar, confirmed that they had adequately justified the infrastructure. But if Mr. Beazar wants to jump in here, this would be the opportunity. But I think we're good on that as well. So I think that at this point, provided that Mr. Beazar doesn't have any issues with the justification for the dispersion of the infrastructure across the entirety of the plat, staff has, I believe, no objections at this point.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. The testimony previously indicated that there was no issues with the infrastructure list, and we'll just have Mr. Beazar confirm that.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. No, we don't. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, the only thing I is do they have an approved DXF AEGIS file?
Ms. Legan can confirm that, but I don't have that as an outstanding comment on here. Kimberly, can you confirm that?
Let me look real quick. Yes, let
Thank
me.
you.
I believe we do.
Okay. We'll make this really clean then. So, okay, Kimberly, do you have anything left else to add to this?
Currently not at the moment. It might take me a second or two to pull up the DXF, but let me look.
I'll tell you what, I'll just go ahead and if you have it, go ahead and forward it to Rodenbeck,
Okay.
to Jay, and I'll just put that as a condition. And
Okay.
if you already have it, it's already met. If not, you can just forward it to him.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so I am in the matter of PR-2023-008999, SD-2024-00013, bulk land plat. I approve the bulk land plat application because the application meets all the requirements of the IDO and DPM with one following condition that the DXF AEGIS file be transmitted to planning. Good luck.
Thank you.
A second, and we'll
Have a
see
good day.
you too.